Log Talk Radio.
Sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
So, told them be still. Well, I'm telling you, there's some things in my life now. I said, Lord, I know you're not going to leave me out here by myself with this one. And some kind of way, he allowed it to pass on by. Well, I tell you, some beautiful things, to see that storm pass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a man you just can't see sometimes.
Yes, sir.
But, boy, it's a good day to say thank you for another day. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
He made it out of reality, real. He made it out.
Yes, he did.
He took it. We were laying there. Some of us know we were almost dead.
Mm-hmm.
He changed that, didn't he?
Oh, thank you.
Yes, he did.
He changed it,
yes,
real.
Sir.
We're talking about that. Tell me something, real. Tell me something. Talk to me today, man. Talk to me, man.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. He changed it to like they're in the image of the dead. Even our lives were. Some people live their lives in likeness of the dead man. Oh, but I'm so glad that God allows His Spirit to quicken us. Hallelujah. We are made alive once more. Oh, looked upon us in the way of love. Because justice would be served. We know our place, but I'm glad he looked upon our golden moment as the elders would pray and let them roll on a little while longer. That was grace. That was mercy. That was love. I know I'm guilty, but instead, he gave me love. He gave me a little bit more grace to be a little bit more better. So, what am I going to do with that grace that's been given to me? That extension of life. What somebody said, but we under grace, not the law. but we have a responsibility. Hallelujah. What you said, Lord, I believe. Oh, hallelujah. You have a responsibility to keep that, to show him that you believe. Hallelujah. You know, the question was asked yesterday, should we continue that grace may abound? They tell the God forbid. You know, how about this, Rev? Well, I've been living this way 50, 60 years. Ain't nothing happened to me yet. but sometimes we can be so much in a bountiful, just caught up in love that instead of God whooping, he just holds us, you know, for just to show you another unmerited favor. Hallelujah. But how much better it would be if we recognize, man, I can't keep going this way. And you know, the Lord taught me something. He said, and we'll find out in our lesson, that obedience to God is your proof that you love him. Obedience. When we obey friendships, kinships, mother to daughter, father to son to father, daughter to mother, husband to wife, wife to husband, we prove our love to them when we obey them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your marriage, you try to obey your wife. They come up with a saying, happy, happy wife, happy life. we please that significant other, you know, through our trying to keep them happy, trying to obey things that they don't like, you know, we try to please them. If we know they don't like a certain thing, we don't do it because we want to stay in their good graces. Hallelujah. So it is with our Heavenly Father. As we say a short prayer, and we'll get into the lesson. I can reveal unto you more what I'm speaking of. Father God in heaven, Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness. We're so thankful for your mercy. So thankful, Father God, that you've given us a special blessing. You allowed us to assemble here once again. Father God, you bless us to see this beautiful day. Oh, Father God, that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity that you've given us, Father, that we may create our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to, oh, sit down and reason in your word. We ask you to touch it, Father. Bless whom you will, set free whom you will. Thank you, Father, for, oh, being in attendance. Thank you for your help, your strength, your grace, your mercy, your love, your kindness, oh, your joy, hallelujah, unspeakable joy, Father. We thank you. Oh, I want to tell you that we do love you. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, that you come and you allow him to commune with us. Hallelujah. You allow him to bring things back to remembrance. You allow him, Father God, oh, to dwell among us. We said thank you. Oh, much obliged to you, Jesus, ma'am. Jesus' name. Thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Thank you for overcoming. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Here, we don't look at, just have a want to put some on your heart, and we're going to move to another scripture, but here in Romans 6th chapter and the 16th verse. Oh, hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. And if you want to go a little bit higher, but I just want you to think about something. Romans 6 and 16 says, know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves service to obey, his service ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness.
Uh-oh.
But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being made free from sin, you become the servants of righteousness. Oh, hallelujah. Being free from sin. Mm-hmm. We have become servants, the servants of righteousness. God has so beautifully gave him son for a ransom for our sins.
Wow.
So it lets me know if I don't want to be an abuser of grace, I need to recognize just what God have done. So I should be careful if I accept my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as my Savior, believe he died and rose again. They believe that he's the Son of God, and that this salvation is given unto me freely, that will save me from the very effects of evil. So I have a responsibility. I can't just do like what I want to do, because scripture tell me, so if I am a servant to that one that I lend my members to. It said, to whom you yield yourself, servants to obey. into that, whatever spirit I'm allowing to use in me, I have opened myself up to it. So they feel like they have a right, hallelujah, to be there because I'm with my own choice. God gives us his free will, and with my own choice, I have welcomed it. You know, you have a choice to be happy, to be sad. You have a choice to be mad, angry. You have a choice to resist. To resist. You even you can just decide within yourself, I'm not gonna let this bother me. You know, God gives us the knowledge of right and wrong, or and let us know what is good, what is evil. Even let you know within yourself that man, I could have acted a little bit better, or I could have handled that situation a little bit better, because that is a counsel within you, within us all. God gives a measure to all of us. Hallelujah. So what question was asked? What then? Shall we the caller? Shall we see? because we're not up under that law. See, the law, hallelujah, and the law, even in this world, even though how it is much changing and not so much for righteousness sake, right? But see, the law was put to be a governor. Hallelujah, to be our governor, even within our own self. Hallelujah. Even it gives us what they call common sense. Common sense, hallelujah. You know for yourself. And all of us, I believe, are an adult on the line. You know for yourself, if you don't obey, you get in that car, and if you don't obey the laws, the traffic laws, won't be long before you're going to have an accident. If you run red lights, if you speed in places you shouldn't speed, if you're carelessly driving, so it is with your spiritual life. If you're carelessly driving, hallelujah, we're going to run into trouble. If we're not careful, going to run into some trouble. So, but grace is about it to those that will be careful with it, that will use it when they've done the best that they could. This grace is allowed it, and mercy is allowed it to those that are being careful with the way they walk, with the way they talk, with the things that they say, because they members. If I lend my members to evil, evil will do a thing with their tongue. Evil will do a thing with your actions. So let love abide. So when one would come, hallelujah, with evil in their heart, God will bless you to see and be able to discern it, and you can conquer evil with good. Because the reward is, down here in verse 23, will tell you that the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. So remember that as we move along in to Romans the 8th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Romans 8 and 1. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. for what the law could not do, that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned, hallelujah, condemned sin in the flesh. Hallelujah. God gave us his only begotten son's body to pay, hallelujah, the debt that we owe, but we could not pay it, hallelujah, because our blood wasn't pure enough. Our body was not pure enough because the deeds of mankind, hallelujah, the action that men lend their bodies to, so we became servants to sin because of our actions. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But, so God, so the first Adam, like I said, God gives us a choice. We make a choice. And so if we choose to lend our bodies to that servant to obey, we become servants of sin. You know, if you lend your body to it, then you have become that servant to it. And what can free you from something you done gave your life to? Jesus has to free you from it. Jesus has to work with your mind. That's why it's necessity that we renew our minds daily. Hallelujah. Daily to be conformed, you know, to be conformed, to stay on track. To that's why Reb say often, and Brian say often, pray for us that our minds stay, hallelujah, on Jesus, that our minds stay leading in the way that he would have us to go. And as we, so we don't get, though he's blessing us, gifted, to be gifted, but we're not lifted, hallelujah, we're not haughty, but we still stay humble, that we can love the way he would have us to love, and that we can be approachable, that someone would come to us and confide in us and be, oh, hallelujah, assured to that, that the things that they tell us, we will keep them in prayer and hope for the success in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're praying that God will deliver and help you. Whatever your need is, God can use us as a vessel so that we both might be made better by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. People, what the law could not do. That it was weak through the flesh. God had sent his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. But it was, sin was of the flesh. Hallelujah. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Since we have chosen to walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. You might say, well, I was born like this, but this is the reason why you need to be born again. You need to go down in the water to symbolize a watery grave, hallelujah, and be taken up back out of the water to show you have risen. You have risen, that old man, hallelujah, and the purpose of your life now to walk in the newness, free from those things, set free from being entangled with things that help you, that cause you to trip over and over again. But you have been vindicated, you've been forgiven, you've been set free, and God has given you a new chance in life. Hallelujah. Through this here Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But we have a responsibility. Now we have been set free. Now we have been delivered the way we should be living, the righteousness of the law that might be fulfilled in us. It needs to be fulfilled in us. He's given us a measure. Now we have to go forth through our work, showing him that, Lord, I believe what you've done for me, and I want to show you my love by my obedience. I want to walk the way that you want me to walk. I desire the things that you desire, Father God. I believe, but even, Lord, help my unbelief, the parts of me that are displeasing in thy sight, remove them. That set me free, Father. Continue to set me on fire, that I would yearn to do thy will. I would long for righteousness. Righteousness won't be a burden to me, but I want to seek after it. I want to learn more of you. These are the things that we only have to tell God, but he would love to hear it, but he would better love to see you. See, hallelujah, your works of righteousness. See it. He wanted to see it be fulfilled in us. Walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. See, with your mouth, you're saying one thing, but with your actions, you're saying something else. So you're confusing. Your conversation is confusing that you're sending up. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Mean what you say and say what you mean. And so, God, get it in the open so it could be clear what you want to be delivered of. Or if you want to be carnal-minded, you realize that being carnal-minded is death unto you. But to be spiritual-minded is life and peace. If you want troubles lifted, though troubles may come, we learn Job, it tells a man that's born of a woman. it lets you know right there, but God always gives us an out. Hallelujah. So if you want to be, if you want life and peace, you have to be spiritual minded. Seek after the things, hallelujah, that pleases God. And though you may go through the storm, but you can have strength to tell the storm. Hallelujah. The storm you have to pass. Hallelujah. Storm you have to go away. Hallelujah. My hope is in him. The storm, you can talk to the storm, and God gives peace in the midst of the storm, but you have to stand fast. Hallelujah. Stand fast, stand firm in God. Stand up with your belief. Hallelujah. Stand up for righteousness. Hallelujah. Don't be so quick to give up or be weary because of the storm. Hallelujah. If you start talking about his goodness, his mercy, and his kindness, his forgiveness over and over again, how you know within yourself, man, I know I should have been whooped or chastised, but yet God had mercy upon me. That ought to make you love him even more so and want to be careful how you walk before him even more so, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. But it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then, they that are in the flesh, listen here, cannot do what? If I'm in the flesh, I cannot do what? Please God. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's impossible for me to please him in my flesh. Hallelujah. It's impossible, but in my spirit, oh, hallelujah, I long for him in my spirit. Hallelujah. I want, when you're in the spirit, you don't want nothing to disturb that. You want to be, you don't want nothing to taint that. You're feeling holy in the spirit. You're hearing from God, hallelujah, and you want to keep that connection walking with him. And you're not selfish in it. You hate sin even if it's in you, hallelujah, hallelujah. And you want God, whatever God will is, whether whether you are found favorable in it or not. When I say favorable in it, whether you're getting what you want or not. And sometimes what we want sometimes is of our flesh. But when our spirit want the things that God wants, we still count it all victory and we're joyous in it because God's will has been done and performed. And that's what we seek after, is to be pleasing in his sight, his will, not our will, but his will. But we are not in the flesh. See, when you want God's way, you're not in the flesh, but you're in the spirit. And when you're in the spirit of God, if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. See, your ways will tell off on you what you really want. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because righteousness. Hallelujah. You'll see though as God bless our elders get a little older, you'll see the body starts to deteriorate, but the spirit, hallelujah, those that have been trying to seek after him, the spirit is young and vibrant and hollering. Sometimes they get to a point where they can just sit down and wave their hand, but their spirit still long for his will, to do his will. Hallelujah. Though the body, hallelujah, has its problem, but their spirit still, hallelujah, longs to be pleasing in his sight. The spirit is life because of righteousness, because we want our spirit lining up with Christ's spirit, hallelujah, and the spirit and be allowed to be rejuvenated in us. We accept the spirit of God within us, which makes our will, our way dead. Man, we long for his will and his way. Praise the Lord. Did you say something real?
No, I'm listening to you, brother. You don't let that thing.
Praise the Lord.
When we try our best to live close to God, man, I'm just stuck because the storms don't happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen, man. It you might go in one, get out the other one, another one. You know what I'm talking about, bro? But I learned something, bro, about faith. You got to believe.
Yes, sir.
Don't let nobody make you look like a fool, man. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Because they want to tear down the body, bro. If I get the body
to
go against each other, I have a certain win. He win, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love that song, I Won't Go Back to
right.
the way I used to be.
There you go. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I won't go back.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, let me live. I'm thinking about that.
You know, you see how he has lifted you. He has changed even your desire. When we thought we was having much fun, but when God blessed us in Christ and then took us on a different level, and then everything was new. was new. Was like we looked at life a different way. Hallelujah. We had hope when we used to be hopeless, even though you had plenty of money. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But the true happiness, hallelujah, the joy of the Lord, the true strength, the joy of the Lord, when we see, though he takes us through trials and tribulations, but we lean, we hope and depend on him, and it's another victory. We see how each trial, each tribulation, each heartache brings us closer to him, his will, and his way, his love, his understanding, why he did what he did, and it all works out for the good of them that love the Lord. Love,
yeah.
you, it works out. We can see him working it out. Oh, though you might say, oh, man, Lord, why me? But you know what he told me one day? Why not you? and I said, I had to tell him, thank you. He said, because I'm using this to purge you. Oh, Ali, I'm using this that you have more faith in me. I'm using this that you may come closer to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm using this that I may answer your prayer. You said, Lord, I want to be more loving. I want to be more faithful. I want to be, Lord, I want you to be just what you would have me to be. So then, you know what he does for us, Reb, he put us on that wheel. And with his hand, with the hand of God, he started molding us. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, and you read to us yesterday, Reb, he said, what? Harden not your heart. Hallelujah. With his voice, the voice of the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you have become hard, he has to break that up. You know, I'll explain it to clay. When you're working with clay, if you let it sit a while, it'll get hard. So look, moisture have to come to make it to where God can work with it. So he needs the storms of life, hallelujah, to mold us what he would have us to be, hallelujah, us to be. And he takes his own hand sometimes, even through tribulation, and he forms us once again, hallelujah. He forms us sometimes when you come out of tribulation, you're a little bit more humbler. Sometimes it's easier to sit down and talk about this thing. It's easier to commune with the Lord, hallelujah. With the Lord,
it's easier.
It's through this easy to obey, hallelujah, after a whooping. Hallelujah. When our parents were scolding us, it's easier. And we'll remember that whooping, hallelujah. And later on, we'll learn that it was love because he chastised him. Those whom the Lord loved, he chastised him. He chastised because he loved you. Oh, because he cares for you. Because, oh, hallelujah, he wants this to be formed in you. In you, hallelujah. But if the spirit of man that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken, listen, your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. If ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Hallelujah. You shall, something about obedience. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Something, you find confidence when you have obeyed the Lord. You find confidence when God set doctors in the earth to help preserve life. When we're obedient to the doctor tell us to do one thing, we can easily say, well, I've done what I'm supposed to do. Hallelujah. Now, it's easy for me to ask for prayer. Lord, when it's harder for me to ask for prayer when I've been disobedient and God had to knock me down to a big time. He humbled me. And it's easier for me. Oh, hallelujah. I'm mortified right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm trying to correct something there. Yeah? he told me once, hallelujah. If you obey, I'll hear your prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, yeah. Yes, man, when I get weak, if you obey, I'll hear your prayer. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For many are led by the Spirit of God. They are the sons of God. As many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. You know, I have a coworker, and his wife was troubled about something. So they, you know, they called me, and then they thought they had done wrong. They were at the store, you know, and they made a purchase. They made a purchase, but it rung up for less than what they thought it should be. I'm like a couple of $100 less than what they thought it should be, and then they, you know, and they were troubled about it. Well, one or two, they go back to the store, but I said, you didn't try to hide no item. You printed everything. They scanned everything. They watched and they scanned everything. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so they called me and said, you know, what should they do? I said, sometimes you can't you can't explain God's grace. Hallelujah. Tell him thank you. This young man, he been trying to listen to me, and I told him, you know, he have a different testimony. Hallelujah. That God has blessed him. And I told him, you know, he should tell others of how God has blessed him. Some was financial, but some was healing. And I told him he should tell others, and his wife been going to church, and they've been trying to live better. Hallelujah. But the blessing of my blessing, what I thought, what blessed my heart, they thought to call me, and I was prayerful as I was talking to him, and it relieved his wife's heart. And then she said, she said, let's call Don. He's a godly man. That blessed my heart, you know. And I just want to thank God for it. And all I try to do is just be led by the Spirit. He's a godly man. So I was helpful with the answer that I gave, and it relieved her heart. And a couple of hours later, I called him back just to check on him, and he said, yeah, that was for my wife, you know, and she found confident. Hallelujah, she was relieved. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah! If we just let the Spirit of the Lord lead us, let Him guide us. Hallelujah! For by this we receive. Hallelujah! We receive from the Lord, and don't you want the Lord to be happy with you? Don't you want the peace of the Lord that it'll surpass all of your understanding, and it will guard your heart and your mind. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But
you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. But you have received the spirit of adoption where we cry, Abba, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Man, I feel the Spirit of the Lord, man, because I used to be fearful of some things, but the Lord told me, he said, trust me above all your fears. Oh, thank you, Jesus. He said, when you have not received the spirit of fear, of bondage, you know, you feel like you just have to do some things. you feel like you are enslaved to them. Hallelujah. Oh, just try to live for God. Hallelujah. He'll break those chains. Hallelujah. He'll destroy the yoke. The anointing will destroy every Yo, hallelujah. Though this seems like storm after storm after storm, hallelujah. But God, for those Christians that desire him, that walk after him, that though they be beat, bruised, battered, and scorned because of righteousness, faith. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Instead of fear being in that, it starts to produce faith, hallelujah. Though it don't seem like your situation getting any better, God is making that faith stronger in him. Though you're not weary because the situation don't look like you think it should look, but your faith is becoming strong. You don't depend on the outlook right now, but you're looking further ahead, further ahead than the situation that you're in. You know that there's victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's joy. There's peace. There's happiness. Hallelujah. Because I'm crying to him, Abba, Father, that spirit of adopting. He's adopting me and grafting me back into the family. Because the spirit itself bear witness with our spirit. And we are the children of God. The Holy Spirit will make witness of itself. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit in me and the Holy Spirit within you. Hallelujah. Is our communication to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Through every situation, if the Spirit be in us, Christ is in us. He dwell in the heart by faith. Grace in the soul. It is new nature. The soul is alive to God. And it begins to want to be holy. Hallelujah. It wants to be happy. It has come out of this bondage. Hallelujah. God has set it free, and we have a responsibility that we continue to walk after the Spirit so we can stay free. Oh, hallelujah. But if you choose to be a servant again to sin, then you have chosen that. And now, hallelujah, that you've been set free of, if you keep playing with that sin, God is going to allow you to be entangled in it once again. So you have a responsibility to resist it and continue to stay delivered, continue to be set free. Continue to receive the Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Spirit of adoption. Hallelujah. We cry of our Father, our fathers. And the Spirit will connect with God's Spirit, burn witness of itself, our Spirit. And we'll say, hallelujah, that we are the children of God. By the way we love, by the way we move, we start trying to act like God in the will and the way and what he wants. Hallelujah. And if we be children, then we'll make ourselves heirs. Yes. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Mm-hmm. If so be that we suffer with him, that we also we may be also glorified together. So I've suffered. But I count it all. And no matter what suffering that I have done, it will not equate anything to what Christ has done. But my suffering, my purges, my deliverance is that I might be better for him and what he do. Since I have tried to walk a little bit better, since I have tried to do his will, he's going to allow us to be glorified together. Glorified together. If I would take you back to the cross, if I would take you back to Calvary, I'm hanging there between two things. One was wise and one was foolish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One said, if you be who you say you are. He wasn't convinced. Oh, hallelujah. But the other one that was convinced realized, oh, he admitted he's getting paid for what he done. He realized the wages of what he done. And the death was, oh, hallelujah, to pay for what he had done. Oh, but the only thing he asked is, Lord Jesus, when you come into your kingdom, remember me. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Oh, thank you, Jesus. If we would be humble of heart, God will bless us. God will lift us. God will glorify us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you. But don't try to trick the Lord. Don't try to, thank you, getting over on the Lord. Don't try to out swim of the Lord. Before the thought came into your head, he already knew it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But just be open, be transparent, and let him bless your life. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, your Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. But if we would, you know, I just accepted. I just accepted what he told me. And I'm trying to do the best that I can, but I accepted what he told me. Oh, hallelujah. He said, if you obey, he told me after we got off the program yesterday, the broadcast, he told me to do something, and I was excited. I went and did it. After I did it, I felt joy. I felt peace. It was a little simple thing, but, oh, God, the benefit of what God did because of my obedience, when we obey God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I think about it right now. I get joy overflowing in my heart. Thank you, Jesus. We'll obey God. Hallelujah. We gonna get a reward either way. We gonna get reward for righteousness, or you'll be rewarded for wickedness. But you're gonna be rewarded either way. I'm telling you, to be righteous is a better reward. It's a better reward. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is what I have. I believe I'll stop at that 17th verse. I mean, unless you want to go on with it, Rev. Yeah. Looks like from on your heart, Rev. Yeah.
No, you did an awesome job, man. We thank God. And we thank God. And we thank him so much that we always make a way that people come in. And maybe they might want to ask forgiveness. Maybe they want to go to the Lord and tell the Lord, thank you. But Lord, but I'm not supposed to be here, Lord.
That's right.
Man, you know, can you just forgive me for my sin? Give God your heart.
Yeah.
And give God his some time. You know, give God some time. And I know some of y'all, but I see it. That's a good thing. Keep giving them that time. It'll pay off at the
thank
end.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir.
And thank God for the message and the messenger. We pray for everyone to try to come out and participate in this thing, you know, because we call this thing God's plan. We don't call it Eric's plan. He don't call it Reverend.
That's right.
We call it God's plan. You know, and that's what it is. You know, and we ask you to, you got the opportunity to hit the one button. If you need prayer, we'll do it. If you want to testify, if it's something you've said, it was misunderstood. We'll try our best to go back over and try to make it right.
Yes, Lord.
So we ask you, come. Come to Jesus as you are. Make up your mind when serving Jesus. We find out it will pay off after a while. Come. Thank you, Lord, why you can do it. Thank the Lord.
Thank you.
You're able to do it. Thank him. Thank you. Yeah, we do this. We try every day. We try to make a claim that you can come in and make it. Say, well, this is what I loved about the lesson. This is what I goodbye when I was, this fitted me, you know, this if you, I'm thanking you, Reverend, for your teach, preach words and words. So I wanted to thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the messenger, you know. And when we try to do this thing.
I want to thank I want to thank God this morning. I want to thank God. Asking him to forgive me of my sins, you know. Just trying to live this life. Pastor Henry, I really enjoyed the message this morning.
Thank God
for the word. And what stuck out for me was out of everything you said when we can cry, Abba Father, regardless of what's going on in our life, regardless of what's going on in my life, I can still call anytime. Even when I do wrong, if I can look up and call Abba Father, you know, and ask him for forgiveness and repent of that thing. And,
oh, Lord.
But if I can look and say, that scripture has been sticking with me, I beseech ye, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your body a living sacrifice. Because no longer depend on rams and bulls and goats and all of that, those dead sacrifices. He told me that as long as I allow him to live in me, I can become a living sacrifice. And I can cry out to him, Abba,
yes, sir.
Father.
I
thank you. I thank you. It's just so many of these lessons. When the Holy Spirit gives me a chapter or a scripture or something like that, he just confirms it when I'm listening to you guys.
Praise God.
He confirms it, and I want to thank him for it. Because we are the sacrifices now, just like he became the sacrifice for me.
Yeah,
if I allow
him
to live in me, then I'm a living sacrifice. So it doesn't matter what I go through. It's all to make me better in the long run.
Yes,
it's to make me better. And as long as I can look up and say, Abba, Father, and ask for forgiveness and repent. But David said, I had to buffet myself daily.
Mm-hmm.
He had to go through that daily. Guess what I have to go through daily? Abba, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you. I ask you once again to forgive me of any sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you again, Pastor Branch. Pastor
Branch. God bless you. God bless you, brother.
Keep us in prayer. Keep us in prayer, brother.
Yes, sir. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, sir. Christian journey. Because, you know, when you really love the word, something just stay with you because it helps you along the way.
But
that's why what we do, what we're doing right now, it helps you, man. It builds you up.
Yes, sir.
Time of need. Somebody said, when is the time of need? You've been around long enough to know. And you felt the presence of God say, he was on time. I deserve justice. Someone gave you, show me that mercy. You know?
Yes, thank you.
I want to thank you guys once again. I want to thank you guys because this, to me, this is discipleship. I have learned so much.
God bless
you. Thank you, Jesus.
From the time I came on till now, you know. And
thank you, Jesus.
You know, and I just ain't Martha going to send in something, but oh my goodness. You know, she has just been an encouragement to me. But to me, it's like sitting class Monday through Friday, you know. I'm not able to make it to service on Sunday, so I go Monday through Friday on here. And it's funny because the other day I had said something, and I got to work, and I was working, and I was like, man, today is Friday. And I kind of got upset. I kind of got upset because But it wasn't Friday. It was like Thursday. It was Thursday, but I thought it was Friday, and I was getting kind of upset because I wasn't going to be able to hear you guys on the next day, which I thought would have been Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what it's done for me.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's done for me. So I look forward to it.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Beautiful.
You know,
thank you, Jesus.
I got a prayer request, right?
Praise the Lord.
I was privileged from yesterday to hear some things on the Widow Dog show yesterday, right?
Amen.
And I'm not going to go disclose nothing what I heard. But I want to pray for the people that listen.
Yeah.
People just to be over there, you know, that God touch their heart, man. You know, this thing we call ministry, man, it's bigger than we ever can even imagine, man. You know, I take the remnant, and I meant this, man, anytime we start lifting us up, man, we're about to fall.
That's right. That's right.
We're gonna bust it wide open, man. But I'm learning something, man.
That
we as a body have to pray for one another.
That's right.
You know, we can't look down on nobody, and we can't look up on too high on nobody. We just got to do it like this, love one another, in spite of our differences, because we believe that, man, God is saying some things, man, and if you of God, you know he's not pleased.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not pleased.
Mm-hmm.
We have to be reminded that his eyes, Brother Darren, it's on all. Not just the sparrow, but he's on all. You can hide from me and you, but you can't hide from God. There is a conviction when the Holy Ghost come in. You cannot proceed in the Spirit of the Lord. You know,
thank you, Lord.
There's a conviction. If you say you don't fear God, and you say you love him, you say you love him and you don't fear him, what you say, I fear God. If you fear God, some of the things will come out of my mouth. Some of the things will go. If you dance with the devil long enough, trust me, he gonna wanna lead. You know. He don't want to leave, man. Yeah, he going to switch to the vine. You're going to be wearing the dress.
Yes, sir.
They got the God's will. I'm trying to get him tonight too, as well.
But praise the Lord.
I don't know, man. I just don't know, man. Sometimes we take 10 steps forward and 20 steps back, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? We do.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know God. I know God is an awesome God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, yes, Brother, sir. He is merciful.
I never
put God in the box. I never will. If I don't understand why a lot of stuff I don't understand now, man.
Mm-hmm.
People think when people do certain things, it's good because you hear a lot of amens.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
No, Lord.
You better watch it now.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to pray for the God and forgiveness for the brothers.
Make sure we hear that. Make sure we hear from the Lord. His amen is the only one that really counts.
You know, I know, Reverend, from the bottom of my heart, people love God. But I just don't know the love. Is it really the love of, I don't want to judge no man's heart. I'm just going to judge my heart. Can I do that? I love God so much, Reverend. I love him so much that I try my best to live as close as I can to him. I'm not saying I'm not going to say that. Some people just can't stand me right now. You know what I'm talking about? But that's not going to stop me from loving God. You know what I'm talking about? I'm hearing it sit there, and I plan things back in my mind. Lord, if I get put in a situation like some of the things I've been seeing in my life, Lord, give me strength. He gave me strength a long time ago when he received my prayer. And I've been building to try to ask him to come in my heart and stay with me. That ain't no plaything to me. You know what I'm talking about? Because I want somebody to go to heaven with me. So he'll allow me to be a kid. You know, I've been the instrument. I'm trying to blow that trumpet. You know what?
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I know you're doing the same thing. We ain't going to stuff like patting my back. We kingdom building. In kingdom building, sometimes you don't say things people don't want to hear. But who you please, man of God? Who is it, man of God? Or you want to be the butt of the jokes and laugh all the time? This thing is serious, man. I'm finna get in trouble, right? I'm gonna tell you something, man. You got to watch out. Take God anything, and then he's going to keep accepting it. He's going to tell you the Romans 1:26 over there. I ain't ready to laugh, but I think it's talking about the reprobated mind.
Come on now.
He's going to tell you to some things that you love to do. He's going to let you have it. You think you can clap God on? I'm telling you right now, you're a Sally Spacey. What's that? You just don't know how much you're hurting yourself and others to follow that. So you can lead a lot of people down the wrong way doing that. You know, I was away with this with him, man. I just don't believe you can serve God in any kind of way, man. I just don't, man.
That's right.
I just really don't believe it. I don't believe you can just turn God, I don't turn them off like that. I just don't believe it, man. If it's in you, man, you'll be scared to say something to things we say out of our mouth, man.
That's right.
Got Christians don't care. They want to protect themselves. Christians, man. They want their own battles. Christians. Bona fide Christians fight for themselves. Man, God said, recompense no man for evil. He said, vengeance is the Lord. It is. It's vengeance is.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Lord. Why are you up there trying to fight God about it?
Yeah. That's right.
I'm going to say this, bro.
Yeah. Reverend Brian. Reverend Henry, you know, it's ironic you should say that because I was in session the other day and the Holy Spirit asked me, what do you think about Uriah?
Uh-oh.
He said, everybody always speaks about David. He said, but what do you think about Uriah?
I think he was a faithful servant.
That's what it is. How loyal Yes, how loyal he was to the king. How loyal and he, how loyal. And then he asked me, Daryl, how loyal do you want to be to the king? How loyal do you want to be to the king? And it goes to what you was just saying, Pastor Brian. How loyal are we willing to be to the king?
Yeah, God bless
We can't just say anything. We can't just do anything. We can't just act any kind of way.
Why is that, brother? There? Why? Please tell me.
Well, again, he told us to present our bodies a living sacrifice, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And Uriah knew that he was in a battle. He knew he was in a battle, and that's what came to me. I'm in a battle constantly. So I have to understand who I'm fighting for and who I'm fighting against, and who my leadership is, who my true leadership is. And so
I'm going to do this, brother. I want to do something for me. For 1 second. I'm gonna say this here. I said I was on that show last night. I would never one of these guys was on the show. There's no nothing that went on. Nothing.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a disclaimer. They don't know nothing. I haven't talked to Brother Darryl. I haven't talked to Reverend. His message was turned. It was speaking on the same thing. He haven't. Nobody know nothing. Anybody know on the phone but a few people on this line right now. Brother Darryl, you said something. Reverend, you talked and preached some while ago. Man, we live in Chicago. We live in Detroit. We live in Atlanta, Georgia. We live in Texas. We live in California. We live all over the world, global, right? But Brother Darryl said, I'm sure they finish that thing, Brother Darryl. But what Brother Darryl just said, he wasn't even on the ministry last night. He wasn't. But he asked a question about Uriah. And we talked about that the other day, about Uriah. And Nate talked about how he took that man's land. He told David, if you would ask for such and such thing, I would have gave you. And you put that man on that front line and got him killed. Because he wanted his wife, you know. But go on here, brother. You weren't on that last night. What's your
No, sir.
All right.
That's just what the Holy Spirit had given me about his loyalty to the king. And David was just a man. But here we are, spiritual beings. How much more is it required of us to be loyal to the king, to our king, to our spiritual king, to our heavenly king?
Well, that's power.
But then,
Reverend
Henry, this is God's plan.
Okay.
And when I really take those words and I dwell on them and I chew on them and I digest them, it's his plan. And there's nobody on here that hadn't been called. And I say that because how did you even know about the show? How did you even know about, you know what I'm saying? You talking about Atlanta, Georgia, all of these. It's a reason. It's a reason that people are on here.
Yeah.
It's a reason you're on here. Everybody that's listening, there is a reason that you are on here. It's God's plan.
God bless you.
It's God's plan. And I want to thank him. And, I have learned so much since I've been on her. And I know I went silent for a while, but I've been doing a lot of reading, a lot of studying, a lot of meditating, a lot of fasting, and just realizing some things. There is nothing that I can do about nothing but to put my trust in him. You know what? Things going to go good in my life if I put my trust in it. things gonna go bad in my life if I put my trust in him. So guess what? My best plan is to just put my trust in him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Before I formed you, Daryl, in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If you trust in me with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I will direct your path.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But
we always say, I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So if I wake up on this side, fine. If I wake up on the other side, I'm good. I have learned to be content whatsoever state I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
It's a learning process. I'm learning it. I'm learning it.
Mm-hmm.
But the songwriter said, I believe I'm going to run on to see what the end going to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm glad for his attendance. Mm-hmm.
Well,
you know,
you guys weren't even on there last night. But anybody that's listening, they wasn't on there. And I haven't talked to now one of them said anything about it. But I do know, Willie Dawg is really giving the platform for the platform is about racing, right? These guys race cars or whatever, and they come together, they come and jaw each other, you know, high side, you know, get a little comical thing, yeah. But sometimes it get real personal, you know, that's just my opinion, though, you know, my opinion don't mean nothing, you know. You know what I'm talking about? But sometimes it just gets highly too personal. But then I know something. But them guys love God too. They just got a process there, you know what I'm talking about? And God by with it all them and sometimes myself and I know Brother D didn't build there, Brother Tim, Sister Mary and Sister Fan and sometimes, you know, I don't know who else might come over there, might unknown, he might hit the one button, you know. It's a lot of wisdom over there, you know. To my, and I know it's a seat, you know. To my, I'm just for me now, Reverend. I ain't talking about nobody else. I have to be reminded only God can increase,
right?
You know, only God can increase. I might want them guys to hurry up and get it, but only God can increase that. You know what I'm talking about? Only God can be. I'm just that instrument. You're just that instrument. With the dog, that instrument.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and everybody play a little different. You know, their deliverance and their presentation of how they want to give it to someone. It's a difference. But I'm just saying this here. Man, I'm so scared to do some of the things I hear people do now. Hey, man. I guess because, I don't know, I might be getting close to death right now. And that's why I'm feeling like this. No, and I ain't scared to say that. You know,
Brother Darrell said something one day. You still on, Brother Darrell?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can you repeat what you said? What about the when a soul is serious?
When is a soul serious to God? When is a soul serious to God? You know, Reverend Brian, I was listening to you saying you just an instrument. You know, I think the scripture says we to bear much fruit. And I was getting ready to brush my teeth and Holy Spirit say, Darrell, what do you think that is when they say much fruit? We think it's when like a peach tree is just full of peaches. It's bearing much fruit. He say, but no, when you bearing much fruit, you've got love, joy, peace, long-suffering. So love might be the peach. Joy might be a banana, you know. Long-suffering might be an orange. So that's what he's saying when he bear much fruit. It's not one particular fruit. It's the fruits of the Spirit with an S.
You're so right, brother.
Mm.
That's your right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
What does Scripture say? And you shall be like a tree. Scripture says you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the water is the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Plant yourself next to the Holy Spirit.
Come on, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Are we about to crank something up here? Cause, yeah, we about to crank something up here because that was hallelujah. That was
you know what, Reverend Brian, you say it so much. You say we're actually closer to end time than we realize.
There you go.
You say
it,
that all the time.
You call that this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You felt it. You know why I know we're so close? Because the church is doing like the world.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
You cannot tell the difference from the world and the church sometimes. Help me, Holy Spirit. Somebody said, what are you talking about? Mm. My church, my pastor, you are the temple of God.
Yeah.
You are the church. Not the physical church. I'm talking about the what? The spiritual church.
Spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Jesus said, you can't build a, hold up. Let me make sure I'm playing. He said, you cannot build a church can hold me.
That's right.
Can't deal it. I don't care how you can look on TV, you look at all these mega churches, and you got full. You cannot in-house God in a physical church. You can't. He'll come. Trust me, he'll be there. I'm not saying he won't do that. But I'm saying, don't you know, again, he's in Chicago, Detroit, California, New York, Maryland, and Little Texas, California. You know, he's all over the world. My wife, remember, he's in Ireland. He's in Pakistan. He's all at the same time. And I'm like, I'm glad what you remind us, Reverend, to ask Brother Dale that question again. Can you do it one more time, Brother Dale? Can you do it one more time? I need to do that one more time.
What's that? When is a soul serious to God? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Mm. It's serious to God all the time. Because he said if it was up to him, would nobody be lost? So it's serious to him all the time. But when it becomes serious to me, then I know how serious it is to him, because then I try to win souls.
Mm-hmm. So are we serious about it?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not in end time right now. We're not in the last day right now. You are left behind.
Mm-hmm.
Only. Somebody calls that. You know what I'm talking about, real.
Oh, yeah.
Behind.
What a mercy.
You're left behind if you're not in the end time. I ain't talking about in the knowing. I'm talking about end time. But you didn't present your body a living sacrifice, holy unto God. Oh, help me, host it.
Yes,
you
sir.
Are in a trance. If you don't get out of that trance, you're going to be caught up like a day of Noah. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. And when it rains, And when it rains, you don't want to be caught out there wet. Jesus said, now God said this, yeah. He said, it will be what? Fire. This time.
Mm.
Won't be no water. Destroy the earth.
Oh, yeah.
They thought Katrina, and we're going over up there east west. I mean east over there, south over there. That it happened every year. You know what I'm talking about? But he's not going to destroy the world. You know what I'm talking about? He's not going to destroy the world with water anymore. He might knock out a couple of cities along the way, but boy, when he really come back, it's going to be like fire.
Yeah.
I just got another revelation. he did it with water. If they did it with water the first time, that was his spirit. He was cleansing the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was cleansing the earth, and the water represented spirit.
He
so he was renewing. He was renewing his spirit in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
But fire, just like he said, we are like the fullest fire, like we've been put in the fire. He's purging
mm-hmm.
the earth. He's going to purge it.
Mm-hmm.
And burn up anything that's unrighteous, that's not righteous.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to burn it up.
So since I have the Holy Spirit in it, and it's related to fire, right? Many times they speak of fire that is within me. So since I have the Holy Spirit in it, we read today that it will bear witness of itself. That's why since we have the Holy Spirit present in us, anything that's not pleasing to God is attacked by even the Holy Spirit that is in us, even if it's within our own self. So we're careful. We don't just think certain things. And that is the witness of the Holy Spirit that is within us. And we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you. Our spirit cries out when the body affects our spirit. Oh, and because we have received that adoption of the spirit of adoption, and it kind of has Lord, some is not right within the body. Help me. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Something is not right, Lord. They're calling right, wrong, and wrong, right, Lord. I'm crying out. I'm tormented here in this body. Something is not right, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. That's what Reverend Brian said. How can you turn that off so quickly? Something's in the body that's hurting, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. Because he came in and he done made a change. Oh, hallelujah. And he can't be comfortable. And this Holy Spirit remains there. Cannot be tormented. So it cries out. Hallelujah. Oh, and if we turn a deaf ear, if we turn a deaf ear, others will see it and shake their head. Lord, something's wrong. You know, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord.
Send that from the bottom of our heart. We are not saying that we don't make mistakes.
That's right.
We are not accepting. A busting our head wide open. Never see you that. You know, but we are trying to tell you with love, consider your ways.
Thank you, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Because the Bible tells us over there, I guess I read it a little while ago, Brother Darrell. Maybe Brother Darrell ain't read it. I think I read this
one.
Sharpen.
That's right.
And it does this. It does so much. So his friend of the confidence of his face. You know, we want you to know.
Yeah, that's right.
We men like us, women of God, help me, Holy Spirit, like us, right? Move. Y'all got to bear with me. I say things. You know, because I love God. I don't like to lie.
And when I'm in the presence of God, I so don't want to be around no, there's something I got to repent from. You know what I'm talking about? So I got to tell the truth.
Right,
when you say certain things, I love God because I don't want to mess up. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
So tell you, you don't mess up. Man, I'm telling you from the bottom of my heart, yes, I'm going to mess up, but it won't be because I ain't trying to do right.
That's it.
I'm not going to deliberately jump out there and start doing some stuff. I don't care how mad you make me. I didn't got to the point of my life right now. I can't live. We used to sing them old spiritual songs. I ain't going to get nothing going to turn me around. Turn me around. Remember that song?
Yeah.
You know what
that's
real stuff, man. When them older
that's
people
right.
sang that song, they were going through something, man. They were trying to,
yes,
go to Barcott. You know what I'm talking about? They were trying to stop all this, this prejudice going on. Now we can eat at the same table. Now we can love at the same table. Because someone taught the same Bible as us and told them, did you read the same Bible? He said, no, neither Jew or Greek, a born or free.
Mm-hmm.
He said, we all are one. He died for us all. So prejudice should never be in the sight of God. Never.
That's right.
Prejudice. If it is, you better get some deliverance. You better ask God to help you with that. You should step back on a brother or sister of their skin or how they look. Who was you? Who was you when? Okay, watch this here. What was you when God placed the stars? What was you when God separated the firmament from the ground? What was you?
Yeah.
I don't think he was. I don't think it was Eric when he said, "Eric, let us be make man by image." Eric, no, I wasn't. So how is we gonna be so bold on certain things? But I'm gonna bag up about this again, brother. Bear. You gotta tell me that one more time. Now, what you say again? Brother,
when is a soul serious to God?
Come on, man.
When a soul serious to God,
it's so scary. You got to watch how to, you know, I'm kind of, you know, street savvy, right? A little bit now. It's so crazy that you have to watch who put a key in your back and turn it. You know, you gotta watch that.
Watch out now.
Yeah.
You gotta watch how they turn that key. You might have a starter and it stays engaged. You know, they never let go of it. Stay engaged. You ever have a starter stay engaged? You know, some of them have to
move on.
Just keep on turning. You know what I mean? And trying to wind you up, man. And look what the devil did. He'll bag you up.
Yes, sir.
I got him now. Look up now.
Got him wound
She's
up.
My champion.
Yeah.
She's my champion now. You know what I'm talking about? She's my champion.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
She's my champion.
Yeah, Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, Reverend Brian, Reverend Henry, I'm like you, Reverend Brian, because I always tell, I mess up moving forward. Meaning, if you see me mess up, let me know. I'm not, it's a learning process. I was supposed to have learned something from that. I'm not messing up to swim in it. I don't want to swim in it. Let it be a lesson so I can move on. Let it be a lesson. Because I realize as long as I got them in this body of flesh, I'm gonna make some mistakes. But
look what he gave me with them, brother. That's what we're here for. For one
That's it.
I know I'm right about it. That's what we're here for.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't harp on no wrong what you done, man. You know what? All I do is get that thing through by harping on your wrong, man. Am I wrong? I give it truth. I give it energy to live. Why would I go somewhere? I'm going to fix this. When I get to Brother Darryl, I'm going to tell him Dustin. I got that long time to think about what is this going to be right. I'm fixing myself to say something to you and make it right, man. Who is? What kind of spirit is that? That's an anti-spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the devil, man. Christ, if you got the fruit of the Spirit, come on, bro. And Reverend,
yeah.
If you got the fruit of the Spirit, you one thing about it, this ain't add to this ain't in the field, but can I say it anyway? You should be a peacemaker.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You should be a peacemaker in your
marriage. Yes, sir.
You should be a peacemaker on your job. You should be a peacemaker with your friends. And you should be a peacemaker between you and God. Because he can't have a heart at heart. You can't be pushed up. You know, you might can preach God's word, but if you don't have love, help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have love, the Bible says you sound like a tinkling sound brass. That's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to hear it. I love that, Brother D. Brother, I love how you say
the word.
Brother, I love how you do this. Oh, and then you get through. Help me, Holy Spirit. He said they're going to want to hear that in the last day because the Bible said it's going to be a great falling away. They don't want to hear sound doctrine because we're falling down. Well, you know, I'm not always there. You know, I've been transparent. You know all about me, man. Some of that stuff you don't even you should be embarrassed.
You
should
know.
And put that stuff
in embarrassed.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah. There you go.
Right.
You know, I don't have no control over you. I told somebody the other day, they tell me, man, I tell you, I said, man, I used to be Eric, man. I don't do that stuff no more, man. I don't even, man, I don't even talk about it. I go years when I talk about what I did in my past, man. Years. It's just stuff I did, man. I ain't proud of that, man.
You know what, bro, Eric? The only way that I tell anyone, the only way I even indulge into a conversation about my past is with young kids. And that's only because I'm trying to deter them away from doing what I did. I was a drug dealer. I sold drugs. I don't want to tell the kids that. I don't want to brag on that. That's nothing to brag about. Oh, I thought I was living a life of luxury when I was out there. You know, but I find that I was all wrong. And I was extra wrong because he said he didn't know it and do it not. He said I went with many stripes. I came out the church to go to the street. It ain't like I came out the street to go to the church. I came out the church to go to the street. I had a little raised car, and all my friends kept their pockets full. I wanted to be one of them guys. I wanted my pockets full. All of them had 4, 5, 6 women. I'm like, man, I'm a decent-looking guy. Why I can't have this kind of stuff? So I left the church to go to the street. Beg the difference to see what the few stripes would be. Just imagine what the many gonna be. I don't know what with the many, but thanks be to God. Thanks be to God that I made it back. A lot of us, hey bro, a lot of us don't get a chance to make it back.
You sure right.
You know, I was able to make it back home.
Right.
I was able to make it back home, man. So I understand when you said you don't want to talk about your past. Our past ain't nothing nice to talk about. If your past is anything other than telling someone about the word of God, it ain't worth talking about. I heard Steve Harvey say something. Steve Harvey said that Pastor Olson said something to him, and it said, how do you know if it's of God or if it's of Satan? And he said, if it's of God, there's no sin in it.
Mm.
Well, if I'm talking of something and it's got sin in it, I already know it's not of God, and I said, I'm of God, that make it not be worth talking about. So, no, our past ain't worth talking about. It ain't worth talking about. It truly ain't. We just got to pray, man. We got to pray for the ones that we love. Pray and ask the Lord to continue to strengthen them. It's rough. It's rough. You know, I was thinking... And it's funny because Big Drag had just called me, and I was telling Drag, you know, my brother spoke on Job the other day, and it brought something to mind. Do you know when the Lord say, what are you doing? And he told the Lord, what are you doing? A lot of men missed that. He said, I'm trying to corrupt someone. That's what I'm trying to do. He said,
have you considered my servant Job? Then the Lord told him something. Look, he said, you can do anything you want to do to Job. He said, but you can't trust your soul.
Yes. Yes.
In other words, now watch what God was really telling him, my brother. God was letting Satan know all you can have is what? Of Job. There's only one thing you can really have of Job. That's his worldly thing. That's all you can have. He said you can touch everything but his soul. Everything else was unworldly. It was
come
worldly
on,
thing. So he let him have that. He let him have that there. He said, but you can't touch your soul. And that's because God is dealing with us from the inside out. He deals with our soul. Our soul should be here.
That's
now,
it.
Say this.
That's
we don't have the time, nor can we can afford to play with giving Satan one inkling in our soul. I tell you something else, bro. He said, "Lo, I stand at the door and I knock."
That's
you know,
what he said.
Satan is at the door knocking every day. Read, we know that because look what he said now. He said, choose ye this day whom you will serve.
We will serve.
So he letting us know. Satan is right there, just like I'm here. Who you going to choose?
Yeah, Joe Brown. Who you going to choose?
When one of us slip up, man, it hurts you when you realize that one of us has slipped. I have asked you all to pray my strength in the Lord, man. Pray for our brothers and sisters as we go forth. We truly need to know.
Hey man, I feel the spirit just run over me, man, and I felt it. I felt it because we love one another.
Yeah,
because we love. We're not saying what went on and what was said, but we do no prayer work. We do no.
Yes,
that.
It do. Yes, it do.
We
yes,
do no
do.
Prayer work because I tell you one thing.
Each
about
to the kingdom.
Prayer for this. Prayerful, it might never, I hope it never happen, Brother D, on that altar, you like that, you know what I'm talking about? But who knows, though? We try to, stay away from that, but we don't know. We don't want to put ourselves in that, you know what I'm talking about? But who knows that it might not happen, you know what I'm talking about? I had a young man come to me, you know, and I don't mention no names or nothing. You know what I'm talking about? I had a young man come to me. He was so hot, he had his little pistol. And he was riding with it. He was trying to find somebody one day. And God let me the minister to him because he called me, crying. He was so hot, man.
Amen.
And I told his brother, I said, brother, that ain't a good deal there, brother. That ain't a good deal.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, I know he might need it, too. I know he might need it. You know what I'm talking about. But I'm telling you from my heart, I did a long time in that penitentiary, brother. It ain't for everybody.
Man,
If you wake up to yourself, you hear what I said? When you wake up to yourself, let me tell you again, when you wake up to yourself and see what you can't get on to,
and realize
you go to the TV. You got to look at if you go to the TV. Everybody look at the same thing. You got to hit the field. You gonna do what Mr. Boss say, man. You know, tell me you lose all control.
Go to bed when they tell you to go to bed.
They gonna feed you what they want. Yeah, they gonna feed you what they want you to feed. They might have a little Jack Mack and some rope noodles in there or something. After years, brother, if you ain't institutionalized, that stuff get old to you.
you want some ice cream and butter cookies tonight. Well,
yeah,
they got there with some Roman noodles and a honey bun.
I might want to go to my patio. Y'all finna get mad at me. I might go to my patio and put me a slab of ribs on. You know what I'm talking about? Cook it.
You know,
think about this here.
Right.
That's just the good part of it. Just think about when people coming out there with no toes. You know what I'm talking about? With a little tag on their toes. That means they died in there.
Some of them got killed up in there. It ain't worth it.
It's not worth it, man. It ain't just I'm a coward. God gave me some sense.
A lot of people, a lot of places were built, but that place wasn't built for me. If I could tell somebody,
no,
about it, don't, you know what I mean? Don't go,
yes,
man.
Sir.
Don't go. Let's think about this, man. Do not put yourself in a situation with your lips. We used to say another thing, but you don't use the word. We'll cover.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what I'm talking about?
That's right.
It won't cover.
My grandfather used to always say, "Don't let your mouth run a check that your butt can't cash."
There you go.
And that's mm-hmm. the truth. Can't cash it.
So we say this here. I mean, I know we do things. Some of us do things out of heat of a moment, man. You know what I'm talking about? And
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's part of the ministry, man. The Bible said, I'm just speaking what the Bible said. The Bible said men are called.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go look up the definition of a preacher, somebody's going to get mad at me now. If you go look it up,
mm-hmm.
and see what it defines, what it says. When last time y'all read that, Reverend? Can you go flip it over there and look at that with me?
Yes, sir.
Let's look at that thing for a minute. Because God meant when he said
mm-hmm.
we called his name, and he called them to preach his word and teach his
mm-hmm.
word. He said, Brother D, look what he says. I'm in 1 Timothy
yeah.
3 and 1.
1 Timothy. 1 Timothy.
Mm-hmm.
1 Timothy.
3 and 1.
Timothy.
Y'all, just let me know.
Apt to teach.
Now, this is what he said now. This is a true saying. You hear that?
Huh? Mm-hmm.
If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desire a good work.
He desires
so
good work.
You
mm-hmm.
it ain't saying you were called. He didn't say you were called.
Right.
He said you can want and get it and maybe accomplish the task. You know what I'm talking about? That's what he said. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stipulations behind it. There's some, we call it in the race game, what they call steps. Got some stiff, Brother
D. Right. That's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
They call them.
You know what these steps he got. He said, a bishop must be blameless.
Blameless.
The husband of one wife.
One wife.
Did you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Back in that time, they had more than one wife, didn't they? Huh?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that right about it?
Yeah.
How many wives they
yes,
had? Remember, they had more than one
mm-hmm.
wife.
A thousand.
They had a lot of them, remember? You know, we still got wrestling once. Huh, Brother D?
One.
We still got wrestling once.
36 years. 36 years.
Yeah. So,
mm-hmm.
the reason why I said there's some stiffs behind being in this office, right? And that's what he told them. And then you're vigilant, you know. Vigilant. You know, we call ourselves want to be men of God, right? But God wants us to be, we got to have some character there, brothers. We got to have some character there. You know, your name got to have some good weight to it. Help me, Holy Spirit. And watch this, man. I'm going to go on here, because I ain't gonna do it like this. Sober. Good behavior. Give me what? To hospitality. Amp.
Mm-hmm.
Not given to, my book says not given to wine. Some other books say something different.
Mm-hmm.
Mine says not giving to wine. Now, it says nor a greed of filthy lucres. That's money, y'all. He said,
mm-hmm.
he said, but be patient. Watch this now, Eric. He said, not abroad. Not a covenant.
Mm-hmm.
This my stipulation that you, if you go be in the office, it ain't for two offices in the church. We add the rest of them. It ain't for two offices in the church. In the book.
According to the Bible,
it's
Because the Bible, Abel too.
Now watch this.
He said, one that rules his own house.
His house.
And have his
well.
Subjected with all
mm-hmm.
heaven. Yeah. He said, if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall
how can he rule
he take
mine?
Care of the church of
oh,
God?
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what he said. Not a novice, not a beginner. Don't put him in that business. He said, lest he be lifted up in pride, and he fall into condemnation of the devil. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, he must have a good report. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
He must have a what, Reverend? A good report.
Good report.
Now watch this. Here. Well, you ain't got no good report. Look at your criminal history. How you in this kind of position? You know what I'm talking about? See, how you doing it? That's for someone
mm-hmm.
having been different. Do you know how many people God used, Jesus used, had a past?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Matthew was a tax collector, and he used him. He robbed the people. Did he do that?
Mm-hmm.
Saul wrote 2/3 of the New Bible, and he did what? Prior to that, what did he do?
Then I called the name of Jesus around him.
He persecuted
the church.
And get killed, yeah. Oh,
but he had a you got yourself. Got your head chopped off.
What happened is once you come into the knowledge of God, once you, mm-hmm. you accept the Lord as your Savior, these reports come out now. These are reports that this man is a what? And he tries to do God's work. He's living by
God.
Well,
he's qualifying it in, my brother.
Yeah, so he's
qualifying.
Yeah.
Before you was on man's qualification because you was
that's
just
it.
Desiring the office. You know,
there
you
go.
You like what's going on up there, and you want to be there. You have desire to be a millionaire, but you're not. Once you become a millionaire, now you are one. You know, so God was he's preparing you now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, he said,
I qualify you. You don't come in here qualified.
I qualify you.
He had to get that old stuff out of you, yeah.
it wasn't one man
that before Jesus was born, and we know of, came with the Holy Ghost. And who was that? John the Baptist.
look what he said about John the Baptist, my brother. He said, "My job." He said, "There's none nor greater."
Mm-hmm.
You were born by
a woman. Wait a minute now. If you're born of a woman, what do you do? If you're born of a woman, he's already born in what? In sin.
Because
he's born of a woman. He's just perfect because he was born of a woman. And Jesus said, "There's none more perfect than him."
That's what he said.
He had to clean his job.
He had to clean him up while he was in his mother's womb. He came out with the Holy Ghost. He had to clean him.
He couldn't come another way, my brother. He couldn't come another way. He born of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Rem Brian.
Somebody says, yes, sir.
Rem Brian.
Yes, sir.
And who had believed your report?
Yeah, who? Who have?
Yeah, and who had believed your report? See, Rem Brian, I once was lost,
mm-hmm.
but now I'm found.
I once was
blind, but now I see.
Now I see.
Yeah. That's my witness. Yeah.
I can tell you, Reverend Brian,
who don't believe your report. You go to naming off them people who listening in that's not in Texas.
God bless you. God bless you, man.
And I want everybody that's listening to know you on here for a reason. You being called. Some have accepted the call. Some is still going back and forth. But just know, even in your going back and forth, you've been called. You've been called. So what the songwriter say? By making Jesus your choice.
Oh, you want something now, brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
One day, you're going to stop going back and forth, and you're going to decide to make Jesus your choice.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's
so stay on here. But I got to go in here. I got to go in here and work on this guy. But you were saying you had been in the penitentiary, you know. But like the scripture say, who had believed your report? You know,
my God.
One day we was lost.
Yes, sir.
But now we're fine.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. One day we was blind.
Yes, sir.
But now we see.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I love you, brother. Man, I love you, brother.
Yeah.
I got to come
here.
Yeah.
We love you too, brother. We love you, and I must finish the last two scriptures. You know, them. And hey, mother, I know you probably sent some nuggets out there. We sorry. I know you told me something one day, and I know what you told me real. You know, talking about, so watch this, hey, mother. He said, not a novice. Let us be lifted up with pride. He fallen into condemnation of devil. Help me, Holy Spirit. Moreover, he must have a good report. Them which are without what? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He says, if he falls into reproach in the snares of the devil. That's why you see a lot of people fall like they're in ministry, because they detach themselves from God.
Mm-hmm.
They detach themselves from God and start being more self of them, try to do more of them in it. They get their hands in snares with the devil. You know, you see some great preachers, man. I mean, there's some guys can speak, man. They draw people to come hear them too. You know what I'm talking about? But God unfolds their sin too. Sometimes you say, man, I didn't know he was that. You know what I'm talking about? I ain't gonna mention no names.
Yeah.
You know the guys. You know, they probably heard and failed in the ministry. I'm talking about pastors, giant, renowned speakers, and God unfolds their sin. You know what I'm talking about? He unsposed their sin, and he unsposed their sin for the good, too, so they can repent. Not just embarrassing.
You know something, bro, Eric? That'd be the first problem right there. It's that word, G-I-A-N-T. See, when you allow yourself to become that, you allow yourself to be what? You allow yourself to become more than God if you don't watch yourself. You're allowing the people to praise you more so than they do God. See, they become giants. I've said this a many times. I know I step on toes when I do it. I'm from a little small church. You know, we knew each other first and last name. I'm not from one. I've never indulged in one of them big churches where the pastor couldn't be talked to. Couldn't call your pastor in the run of the night and need him. You know, the young man that performed my wedding, God bless his soul, he's gone home now. But if the wife and I was having a heated discussion or something, and she would call him or I would call and talk to her, the only thing he would ask was, do you need me to come now? Wasn't going to take a dime. Wasn't going to take gas money to come. And he didn't live around the corner from me. He lived probably 35, 40 miles from me. Wasn't going to take a dime. See, that word you just used, it hit me when you said it, they become giants. David, Goliath was a giant.
Was a giant.
And he had to be destroyed, didn't he? Sometimes we let the wrong things become giants in our lives.
Right.
I asked you, Eric, when you were speaking, I was looking for this song. I may have sent it to you before. I want you to hear it when you say it. When you say it, I want you to listen to the song.
See,
God bless.
A lot of times we let the wrong thing become a giant in our life.
Ego, pride. Come on.
Amen. And then the killer by the fire, bread. All guilty of it.
Yes, sir.
All guilty of something being a giant. Yeah. All of seeing it come short, not just me. I think it's like this. We just dumb enough to know it and admit it. We so dumbfounded when it comes to the Lord of God.
Yeah.
We just dumb enough to admit that, we had a giant one. But thanks
this,
be to
brother,
God, we got the real giant
watch
now.
Watch this, brother. Watch this. Now, Reverend brother don't know this because he just really don't know. But watch this, brother. watch this, brother. So now watch this. Now I made a mistake. That's what I call it. I messed up, Reverend. You know what I'm talking about? I really, 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 really messed up. How do I return back to God and God to use me in His service? And I done made a mistake.
How do I
do this? My answer is, Reverend, he ain't never made no mistake. But since I'm on this thing, I made a few of them. So I'm going to tell you like this. Repent. Repent.
Mm-hmm. All the way.
But I won't do what Jesus did. I want to do what Jesus said and go and do it no more.
Yeah,
that's the problem.
That's
the
only way.
For that time or that day or that hour, but we go right back to it. He said, "Are we like dogs?
Return to your own vomit.
Go back.
Return to
your own vomit. Are we like that? That's what he said.
That's the word said. You return to your own vomit.
You let somebody to pull you out of. Watch this here. Where you supposed to be walking with? Well, you know, that's why my mother told me this. And Brother D, I know you said, I know Reverend his mother told them this. She told me, if you walk around and hang around dogs, you're bound to get some fleas.
You're going to get up with fleas. Yeah, my mother said, my mother said, you lay down with dogs, you're going to get up with fleas.
Your mother told me, and I hope, baby, you ain't the dog.
That's right.
You might catch that,
I don't think I get that, real, but that's just it. That's what my mom always say.
Mother, I hope you ain't the dog.
Right.
Somebody comes in, or they get fleas.
Mom said, that's what my mother used to tell us that all the time.
My God.
Amen.
So, man, you know, I thank God is really, really, really blessed today, man. You know, we've been on here for a little while. I just thank God for the Holy Spirit of the transition of good, all that good teaching, man, and preaching.
Thank you, Lord.
And the fire of the Holy Ghost had touched the tongue of each one of us to express what we believe God wanted to speak at this hour. You know, we got Brother Sarah a little bit more. We got Brother D coming on. You know, we got Sister Martha. Sorry about the I don't know. I knew one thing about you. I know what you told me about them nuggets, though. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I thank God for your faithfulness. I thank everybody that who's still on right now, your faithfulness. You know what I'm talking about?
Man.
By the sound of my voice, I'm telling you, I don't speak for everybody. I speak for just whoever know what I'm going to say. I love you, and you can't do nothing about it. You know what I'm talking about? Because I really believe this is what God, he wants us to be doing what we're doing right now, talking about the tough conversations, just engaging in a converse in dialogue on these tough conversations with love, though. Not looking down on nobody, but looking to pick them up. You know, to my, and Reverend talked well. He preached well a while ago. No one should be able to say they didn't know. You know, they did. We're here to say we were able to try to make it more plainer
if that didn't come out right.
Yeah.
So build right back over. We'll take our time first, you know, and try to give it to you what God wants you to have in your heart. Because we believe not just be hearers of your word, but doers of that word. You know, a lot of folks be going through, they hear a lot of it. But ain't nobody want to pick it up and try to live it, you know. The conviction comes outside of most of the time. You know what I'm talking about? Most of the time it comes outside, but we don't hear it to it. We don't allow it to come in our life. So today, we thank all of you all. Brother Fred Dog, we thank everybody. Little Joe, we thank all the ones that stayed on. You know, we've been on for a little while, right? And we thank everybody for just being a faithful listener, man. We know we do this. Mm-hmm. And I heard Brother D say this yesterday. There, no one's getting paid. You know what I'm talking about? We're doing it because we love. We ain't never solicited for nothing about the broadcast, you know, of the ministry, you know, God's plan. But we solicit you to come out and invite somebody.
Yeah.
Invite somebody. Let somebody know what we're doing over here so we can all get on one accord. Don't you know the house, how much God would come in if we all be on one accord? And then you know how to always invite a saved person. Invite them, unsaved person, someone that's really living outside the ark of God. Because we all fall short of the glory of God. I'm talking about the ones that really are not living in the way of God. You know what I'm talking about? It needs to be ministered to. Invite them. That's what we do. They can get the one, but we'll talk to them. Invite them.
If I had my way, they wouldn't invite the one that's saved. The one that's saved. They're
going to hear about it. They don't need the doctor. They don't need the doctor. They didn't need a physician. If I had my way, I want you to invite the one that's not saved. That they may have a chance to be saved. In the name of Jesus.
And Brother D, we try to be a way that we'll be approachable in our presentation of the word, you know what I'm talking about? And we try to present it. But we cannot adulterate the word. Because we can't. We had to speak it.
Give it
to you. You have to give it to you. Brother Deedon, Brother Darrell said a while ago, we fathers to watch it. You know, but we rather please God than man any day. I want you mad, but not God.
Amen.
I want God to man. Just say it, Eric.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it. I spoke it to you. You didn't say it. You know what I mean?
He got mad at Bill Shaden in here right here. He got mad at Bill Shaden. He wouldn't have seen me, just showed his hand. See, it's so powerful in the hand. He let his hand right on Bill Shaden's wall. You've been waiting. God Almighty. You know what,
but
man?
They don't believe like that. They don't believe like that. You know, God put in my mind, this was just then, I was going to say something, but the bishop used to come over here sometime. You know what I'm talking about? Your buddy, man. You know,
My partner. You know,
mine.
The COVID-19,
you know, and but God had a better place for him. He's giving him rest for his labor.
Amen.
Give him rest for his labor.
Yes, sir.
We don't know.
He would preach so hard. Remember, he just preached himself out of breath. He was just gassed. He would preach so hard, you know.
Yes,
sir. He'd go up on stage at 300 like he coming out at 200. He would preach so hard,
yes,
man.
Sir. Yes, sir.
You know, that's why you heard me say last week. You heard me say it was the last week before that. I said, Reverend Henry is holding revival over here. You can hear he was just going so hard, you know. And you can only do that when you love the Lord. There's certain things you can't fake. You can fake it for a second. You make it fake it for a minute. But there's certain things you can't hold your hold on when you're faking.
You can't.
My mother used to say, you got to get ugly for the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes you can't hold it back.
And some of us don't have to try hard getting ugly either. You know what I'm talking about? But we get ugly for the Lord. You
know what
I mean?
That's right.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I thank God how we can sit a couple of hours, been on the phone and laugh and talk about how Detroit is. But I want to say this here for the listeners, the ones that are still on, and one may be listening another way. You know, I want to say this, Reverend, that there's a program, the prayer time, you know. It, our time down here is Central Time. It is at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, Eastern time is 6 o'clock. My number I normally call in on is 425-292-4212.
Amen.
425-292-4212.
Amen.
Proud. If it's God's will, if you got free time today to come over just listen a little bit with them, you know, and be in prayer with them, you know. Yeah. If you can't, just keep it lifted up in prayer, you know, tell my, the God's will, you know. We want to support each other like that, because it's called kingdom building. It's
Amen.
Called kingdom. And kingdom building, you know, if we don't help one another, help me, Holy Spirit. What you think the adversary going to do? He's loving it.
Yeah.
He wants
yeah.
to be. He wants us to run against each other. But no, we're going to pray for one another in spite of us. We ain't saying nothing.
Yeah.
Hold on. We ain't saying nothing. Nobody. We ain't saying right now. Don't get it twisted. I ain't saying that we got a problem. I'm just saying that we pray for one another. You know, we prepare for anything when we keep God before all the time. You know what I'm talking about? So we keep God before
Amen.
Before we think something to come up. All help
That's
me.
Right.
Help.
That's right.
Get through. So again, 425.
What do you say?
292.
Yeah.
4212.
1-2. Amen.
You know, I keep on forgetting, but I really believe it's called, we call it prayer time, a prayer hour. You know what I'm talking about?
Amen.
Is that right, brother?
That's right, my brother. That's right.
Okay. Yeah. So
it
we
is
ask,
true, the prayer time.
So when we ask for, you know, if you can, you know, come out again, 6 Eastern and 5 Central.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Man.
So we thank God for the word. We thank God for everybody for coming out, and we always ask you to keep us in your prayer. And if we pray for
Amen.
You, please pray for us. Oh, Heavenly
Amen.
Father, we come to the Lord, we come in the most humblest matter we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for all the things that went up, Lord. Thank you for Reverend, Lord, for taking time out and bringing God's word today. Thank you for covering his household and his everything he's trying to do for you and how he loves you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for
Thank
every
you,
listener came out, Lord, and want to hear the word of God, Lord. Thank you for the ones that participate in even in the discussion on the word about love, word about praying for one another, word about just lifting each other up with the fruit of the Spirit, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. And, Lord, we pray for the ministry later on, Lord. We lift it up to you, Lord. We ask you, Father God,
yes,
we know
Lord.
There's some things go sometime over there, Lord. But we know, Father God, that you are God. We know you are God. Move anything. Lord, move the adversities, the trials that go over there to try to stuff your word, Lord. Lord, move with your love, Lord. We know they got a platform, certain things go on. But, Lord, you've been doing so awesome job over there, Lord. So bless everyone to come over and participate over there, Lord. Bless them through the preach word, Lord. Bless everyone to come
yes.
out with a joyful knowing, Lord. If it be so, Lord, make way for us to be able to be in the midst, Lord. Lord, if it
yes,
be
Lord.
Your will, Lord, for us to see tomorrow, Lord. For us to come back here again. Lord, we just ask you, Father God, to bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. Bless the prayer request was asked a while ago, Lord. Bless everyone about some of Lord, that when adversity come, that they lean more to you, Lord. That they lean more to you, Lord. Anything comes up, Lord, let them lean more to you and not to their own understanding, Lord. Help the peace of mind of us, because we try to live holy, Lord. Bless us today, Lord.
Yes.
And we ask you, Father God, that even the things that I'm going through, Lord. I ask you, Father God, to cover me, Lord. Cover me with your precious Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, keep me in your heart, Lord. Lord, make way, Lord, like you always do, Lord. Move things when there's any obstacle there, Lord. And have your way, Lord, for the transition that you're trying to allow me to have, Lord. Have your way, Lord. In the name of Jesus. I love you, Lord, because you love me first. Thank you for you.
Yeah.
I thank you for God's plan. I said spiritually. I said physically. I said financially. Lord, whatever the people need, Lord, if it be your will, Lord, bless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless, Lord. Bless, Lord. Bless, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
But we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord.
In
Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Brother Dan, I played this song a little while back. This is brother one of brother Dex's
brother
songs.
Dex.
Like,
this
preacher, he might been a little talking, but he's out of Georgia over there.
Mm-hmm.
He got a church over in Georgia, right?
Okay.
And I want you to listen. Anybody from that way gonna know who I'm talking about? You know, Timothy Fleming. Yeah, Reverend Timothy Clemens. You don't know who I'm talking
about.
Okay. I'm gonna hit this, and like I said, if it be God's will, we'll be on later on. If it be His will, we'll be back tomorrow.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Hey.
My fulfill. Oh, may it all my power engage to do my master's will. Oh, may Ah.